Welcome to NFP for Life with Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberg.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to NFP for Life. We're glad to have you back here on Holy Spirit Radio to bring you our very special program today with a very special guest. And as always, Betty will open with a prayer.
Hi, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. This is a prayer to Our Lady of Guadalupe. O Holy Mary, Virgin Mother of God, who as Our Lady of Guadalupe didst aid in the conversion of Mexico from paganism in a miraculous way, we now beseech thee to bring about in these our times the early conversion of our modern world from its present neo-paganism to the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church of thy divine Son, Jesus Christ, starting in the Americas and extending throughout the entire world, so that soon there may be truly one fold and one shepherd, with all governments recognizing the reign of thy Son, Jesus Christ the King. This we ask of the Eternal Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord, by the powerful intercession, all for the salvation of souls, the triumph of the Church, and peace in the world. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, as all of you know that are listening to our program is called NFP for Life. And today our program is going to focus predominantly on the life aspect of our title. And we're very pleased and very happy to have Marie Joseph, who's actually doing an encore appearance on Holy Spirit Radio as the new executive director of the Bucks County Community Women's Center, which is a crisis pregnancy center located in Bristol, Pennsylvania. So welcome, Marie.
Thank you, Les and Betty. It's an honor to be here.
So, Marie, we know a little bit about your background. Betty and I have known you for quite a while, but why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you came to be involved in the center?
Great. Well, thank you. I'm a native New Yorker and a cradle Catholic, raised by immigrants in this country, Italian, Puerto Rican. I have two brothers, and we were raised in the faith, but we didn't really fully understand the faith. And I did go through, I was a graduate of Cornell University. I have a marketing background, a couple different degrees, and two children later, and found myself in a difficult place, a place where I then became a single mom with two children, and had a reconversion, praise God, to the faith, and then became a Catholic school teacher, and continued on to just on this passion, like the woman at the well, to know my faith, and ended up at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary and received a master's in theology. And now just on fire for the faith and loving being Catholic.
Well, I've known you for quite a while, and I know that you've been involved with some other ministries, and now this is a new ministry for you. Tell us a little bit about your background with some of your ministries.
Sure, definitely. Well, I definitely have been teaching. I've taught at St. Charles Borromeo. I've done a lot of mission work in Africa, so I spent time in Kenya, and so loved working evangelization in the parish. I'm a member of St. Ignatius of Antioch in Yardley, so I've been involved in a lot of evangelization programs, and so, you know, love helping. I was leading a women's group, so just absolutely love bringing and teaching the faith and bringing people into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ.
Well, recently there was an opening at the center, and we needed someone, and we were searching for someone, and for some reason, Marie, your name came to me, and I'm feeling so honored to know this woman, because those of you who may not know her, hopefully you will get to know her. She became the director of the Bucks County Community Women's Center. Why do you think you took that position?
Well, Betty, there's only one reason that I took that position, and it's called When the Lord Calls and Summons, We Answer. You know, I'm so glad you brought this up, and it is just a total honor to be here with you, Les and Betty, because, and for those of you who are listening who know, really, so many times in life we head in a different direction. So here I am graduating from St. Charles, and my experience in teaching, it only looked like I'd head in one direction, and that would be to be teaching the faith, either in a classroom or at a parish setting. And so again, just using our own minds, trying to think of what the future might look like, that's where it was heading for me. And really didn't know too much about the center and what goes on there. And obviously, pro-life, but just didn't really understand what was waiting at the center for me. And so, but God already knew. And so, really just answered the call just through prayer and listening and seeing who God put in my path once the opportunity came to be director at the center. And very quickly it was clear that that's where the Lord was calling. And that was just trust to say yes. And praise God that I did, because it's been a total joy so far.
Let's make a lateral move for just a moment and talk a little bit about the center itself, and then we'll get a little bit more into your involvement. But where is it located? When did it start? And essentially, what is its mission? It's been around now for a little while, and we've had some fundraisers, which we've announced here on the radio a couple of times and things like that. But there may be some people that are listening for the first time that really don't know. And part of this evangelization modality of Catholic radio, this is going to be a way of letting people know what the center is and where it is. So,
great. Excellent. Well, the Bucks County Women's Center, Community Women's Center, is a crisis pregnancy center in Bristol, Pennsylvania. And it is the Catholic pro-life center of its kind. However, the beauty of this center is that what we do is minister to women who are in crisis, and we work through a series of sessions to free women from the bondages that they may be facing that would lead them in the direction to choose abortion and death. And in a process that's definitely led by our Lord, we seek to free the woman from these bondages, fear, guilt, shame, not having enough money, whatever it is, we get to the bottom of what that is. And then in doing so, we empower the woman to make the only free choice, which is life. And since I've been there in a short time, it has been an absolute thrill and joy to watch this process.
So tell us about your first 6 weeks.
All right, my first 6 weeks. I was really, it's been a pleasure to watch the, Jess Chaminski, who's been the director who founded the center. The center has been around for 2.5 years. We're still in our infancy. And just to watch the relationship with the women that have come in, I've seen, on the first day I was there, newborns were brought in. They were only 2 days old, a set of twins, from an abortion-minded woman who had been counseled at our center, who had chosen life. And what a joy to see those children. And they come in on a regular basis, and it's a joy to watch. We have women coming in for supplies and all kinds of things. You know, we've had women come in who are in crisis. We've had 17-year-olds. We've had all different ages, all different walks of life. And anything can happen at the center any day, and that is really the exciting thing about being there.
One of the other aspects of the location is that it is strategically across the street from the main office of Planned Parenthood in Bucks County, and although there are no abortions that are done at that particular location, there are abortion-minded women who go in and make their appointments for abortions up at their other location on Lewis Drive, where we have a regular prayer presence to try to close that center. There are over 1,800 abortions that are done in Bucks County every year, predominantly at the Lewis Drive location. And so we had a very kind, very considerate gentleman donate a house, which has been decorated in a very nice fashion, and maybe you can talk a little bit about that. The the purpose behind the setting and the purpose behind the ambiance, if you will, and the decor and everything and how it welcomes people in and that sort of thing.
That's a great point, Les. You know, this is a beautiful, quaint house, beautifully decorated, contemporary, yet homey, comfortable. It's beautiful when you walk in. We are all about creating a place for women to feel comfortable and treated like a queen. And what we, you're right, we're strategically planted. We call it at the center across the street from the Central Intelligence, because that is the headquarters of Planned Parenthood is across the street. And so a lot of the women do filter over to our place. Either they've been going there forever and then they come over to us for a second opinion, or the other place is closed, so they walk on over. We're also down the block from all the Bucks County headquarter social services locations for people who are looking for jobs, welfare, Medicaid, all those offices. So you can walk from those offices. So we are in such a great place to be. That's why we're called the Bucks County Women's Center, so that we are an extension of services for women and families. And yet we are solely operating and existing by the goodwill and donations of just people in community. So that's why we're called Bucks County Community Center, Women's Center. But anyway, so we are in this position. We have women coming over who have maybe been raised in Planned Parenthood. And when they come to our place and they experience the comfort of home, we find that many of these women have never had anybody who would offer them a bottle of water, sit them down on a beautiful, comfortable couch, and just spend time with them, just about them, just listening to them, just hearing what they have to say. And they absolutely really take to the home and the environment and the people that we have there. We have, you know, we just really offer them, we receive them. That's what we do. We receive them, whether it's on the phone or in person, and we make them feel like they are valued and what they say has purpose and that they have meaning and dignity. And that's the beauty of the location and the structure of the home.
About how many babies do you think have been saved in the last 2+ years that the center has been at its current location?
It's about 50 babies now that have been saved, which is really an incredible number for such a short time and for, again, for a place that has not been fully established. We're just now, after 2.5 years, we're now starting to be a place that's word of mouth. So as some of these women have chosen life, and they are now out there evangelizing other women and sending them, I've had a good experience at the center. Whether it's that we were able to assist them so they could choose life, or whether it was that they come to us, to our family support program on Fridays to receive supplies, that word is now getting out. And that's the beauty of the reputation we're forming in the community.
I'd like to also make mention of Jessica Chiminski, because I don't want anybody anybody that would know the center, wonder what happened to Jess. And great things have happened to Jess, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, absolutely. And I had the privilege for my first 4 weeks at the center to be working with Jess, to watch her in action. And she's just an incredible woman, and she really is a testimony. The women that come in absolutely love her. And Jess had the huge blessing to have a little baby boy who is now 2 weeks old, Gabe Matthew Chiminski, and she is on leave right now. However, her passion is with the center, so it's very hard to keep her not involved. She's definitely still involved, and she's enjoying her maternity leave right now. And she will continue to be the director of client services and minister to the women and focus on that, which is really what her specialty is.
What other kind of services? You mentioned the family day on Friday, and you mentioned some supplies and things that the clients can get when they come there. What kind of services are offered besides the counseling for abortion-minded women?
Okay, excellent. Well, and again, with the abortion-minded women, again, what we do is we find the place where the woman is saying, I cannot choose life I'm in bondage because of whatever it is, you know, whether it's money, it's the diapers. And we work with each woman and make decisions on how we will financially assist her if that's the issue. So that's one way that we help the women to choose life. And then this family support program is a program where women can come anytime on Friday between 11 and 4, and there's a program that they register for. And again, you know, another mission of the center is to educate women. So we assist women materially, spiritually, emotionally, but then we also educate them. So in this family support program, where they come once a week to receive diapers, clothing, formula, baby products, whatever, you know, we have a system for what they can have each week, and they come back each week for supplies. We also, after they've been with us 3 sessions, 3 weeks, we then have a chastity session with the women. And in that time, we find out what's going on in their lives, and we try to educate them in how they could live a chaste and holy life, again, in terms that they can understand and in a very loving and respectful way to where they are in their life.
And it's not a medical office yet.
Oh, no, Les, but we have great plans, don't we?
Well, for those of you who are wondering about the remark, and an ultrasound program will be implemented probably within the next 6 to 8 weeks. The ultrasound machine is on order, donated very kindly through the Knights of Columbus at St. Michael the Archangel Parish in Levittown, and some other benefactors, and we have a pro-life Catholic radiologist with a couple of volunteer certified ultrasound technicians, and myself as the medical director that will be providing information and services to these women who come in, and will be able to provide ultrasounds to document the gestational age of the pregnancy and fetal viability, and let these women know exactly where they stand. And quite frequently, as the literature points out, very often when women see their babies and their baby's heartbeats on ultrasound, they become somewhat other-minded than the abortion mindset that they entered the center with, because the culture out there and the other organization that's across the street is telling women that this is just a clump of tissue, it's just a glob of cells, it really isn't a baby, it really isn't new life, it really isn't anything that you need to worry about. And this program will go a dramatic, giant step forward. We have a room that has been established in the center that will be an ultrasound room with a state-of-the-art ultrasound machine that will be able to allow women and their families and significant others be able to see their babies alive and kicking and growing and their heart beating on ultrasound. We also do pregnancy testing. Hopefully in the future, at some time down the road, we may be able to do some STD testing. And so we hopefully will be able to expand some of the medical outreach to provide these women with these types of services. Some of you may think that it may mirror or mimic what is being offered by Planned Parenthood, but we need to be somewhat competitive in that area. And if women are coming in for those types of tests, we have an opportunity to be able to meet them where they are, engage them, and as Marie said, provide them with some education, provide them with some counsel. Just before we started our program, we were having a conversation, and Betty kind of brought this up a little bit about whether or not it would be appropriate for NFP to be taught at the center, and it certainly would be appropriate in the context of teaching chastity as a virtue and abstinence and fertility awareness, so that these women will become aware of their bodies and their cycles and what's going on, not to be used for contraceptive purposes for sexual activity outside of marriage, but to be used as information to grow as a woman and grow within the dignity of the created image of God that they were created in originally, and try to bring some theology of the body and Marie knows that she can tap into resources to be able to bring that information to the center.
You know, I love that you just said that and brought that up, Les, because really what it is about options. So the women that are coming to us come to us in crisis, and they don't think they have an option. They think their only option is abortion and birth control. And so when we're shedding light on there is another way and that life is definitely the option, then it really just fits that NFP would be, because the next concern would be, how will I not, you know, get pregnant again? And the key is that as we're speaking to them about their dignity and about the kind of relationship they should be in, they still, to have them know that NFP is this beautiful option as well, then it all starts to come together for them, and they can see a life of hope and beauty versus the kind of life that they're in. And by the way, just to bring up what you said a little bit before about the ultrasound, which is so exciting for the center, is that we just had a case right now of a woman who was on her way to an abortion, and the people across the street will not turn the sound on in many locations. They will not turn the sound on when a woman is having the mandatory ultrasound that she must have. They will not turn the sound on. And in this one case, the woman did turn the sound on, and this woman and our client then left there and came to us and said, okay, I'm not going to have the abortion. And so while we don't think that the ultrasound is a magic wand that will be waved and everyone will choose life, we know that it is another step that they must take that we could do the right way. And that's what we do. We do truth. We give them their options. We give them all the information they have a right to know. And the ultrasound is just an extension of what their right is to know.
Have you done any networking with other crisis pregnancy centers? And are there other centers in the area?
There are definitely other centers in the area. And what I think is so beautiful is that it's almost like God has planned many, you know, many different centers that all also do something different. In other words, there's a spectrum. There's a spectrum of women. There are women who are very abortion-minded. In other words, life is not even in their mindset. And so we need a place for those women to be able to be received. And then there's places where the woman would like to choose life, but she doesn't see how that's going to be possible. And so there are other centers that really speak, they attract women who are already thinking of life but don't know if it's a possibility. And so there are other centers, but everybody has almost like a different mission where they fit in. We actually spent a lot of time modeling ourselves after a center. A beautiful center up in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, is one that I know we spoke to a lot. Jess spoke to a lot in the beginning, and that's Life Choices, and a beautiful woman named Joan Fazzarella, who they've been in existence for 11 years, and they've had miracles happen there. And it's just been a joy that we've been able to work with another. They're also a Catholic crisis pregnancy center, because there's many different ones. They're not all Catholic. We're the one Catholic crisis pregnancy center doing what we're doing in all of Bucks County. But this one, Life Choices, exists in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, and it's been a joy to work with them as well.
One of the things that is important for all of you to know, again, with this ultrasound issue, is that the fetal heartbeat can be heard as early as 3 weeks. And it's beating at that particular point in time, and you can easily hear it at 4 and 5 weeks with these new enhanced digital ultrasound machines. And we did get one of the top-of-the-line models that's coming in, and we spent some time over the past few months shopping. And part of the program is not only funded by the local council at St. Michael the Archangel, but it's also contributed to by the National Council of the Knights of Columbus, who have an ultrasound program. And so between myself and Dr. Lori Bittner, who's the radiologist that will be providing ultrasound services at the center with her certified technicians, the ultrasound machine will bring a state-of-the-art complementary services to be able to give another piece of accurate information to these women that are abortion-minded in addition to the other services that are being provided. And so it is huge. And Marie and I did get a chance last week. We went up and visited the center, Life Choices, up in Phillipsburg, and saw and met their ultrasound technician and saw people coming in for ultrasounds. And so it will definitely be something that will bring more people in the door and give us an opportunity to meet them where they are and then go from there.
Well, I think it's amazing. It's because the center just isn't about women in crisis. It gives the opportunity of people to volunteer, to help out, and just hearing the Knights of Columbus, you know, helping with the ultrasound machine. And I know they have a national campaign going on throughout the country for crisis pregnancy centers to be able to obtain these ultrasound machines. But who else would be involved in all this volunteering and things like that? What can they do and who would they be?
That's a great, and I'm glad you brought that up, because the center only exists with volunteers. And so far in a short period of time, I'm just so blessed by the hearts of generous people, Catholics, Christians, who just totally believe in promoting life and understand the importance. So volunteering at the center, there's a lot of different things that people can do. And, you know, one is, again, we receive women, so we require receptionists, people who are friendly and open, not judgmental, just, you know, who can receive somebody on the phone and in person with a loving smile and definitely compassionate. Also somebody who doesn't mind whatever you have to do. Sometimes in the center, it's so busy, the phone's ringing, we're trying to administer a pregnancy test, whatever it is. But then other times it's quieter, and you know, some of our tasks are not as fun. You know, you have to take care of the place. And I just love the people, the person who says, I'll do anything that needs to be done. And so somebody who really just wants to roll up their sleeves and dig in and just be there and be present. And that's really what we're looking for. We also have a hotline where we have a 24-hour hotline where a woman can call at any time. And really our mission is to get the woman to the center. So we're really just looking for people who would give of their time to be able to answer the phone. The phone will be forwarded to them, and they would be on call for the evening to be able to answer a call if it comes in. And all these things we train people for. So it's just a matter of somebody who has the heart to just want to be there, just want to be present and be a part of what's happening there.
Well, for a lot of people, especially those listening to us on the radio right now, they may not be able to get in their car or drive there, or they're unable to, or they're homebound. So I know that there's a special mission just for those kinds of people. So do you want to, like, expound upon the prayerfulness that we need to back this center up?
Oh, absolutely, because I could tell you, being at the center every day, there's a battle for life every day. And we have seen over and over again that it is only, the battle is the Lord's. And so this only can be fought by prayer. So we actually have a prayer team. And when somebody wants to volunteer, we have a volunteer form that we send them, either email or we send it to them, and they can sign up for what the area they want to. And the prayer team is great because they do meet once a week at the center, but they also are part of an email prayer chain and a phone chain. And so they're always knowing what's going on at the center, and they're always committed to prayer. So that's a beautiful way to support the center, absolutely.
The center is located at 712 New Rogers Road, which is 413 in Bristol, and it's literally 1 minute off of 95, right down the street from the old Delahaz High School, which is now a corporate center, the Bucks County Community College campus in Bucks County, and so it is very easy to get to, very centrally located. And it's open every day, so those of you who may be available and may be free Monday through Friday that want to take a ride down, take a look, see what it's all about, check it out, go in and meet Marie and some of the other people that are there. Feel free. If you want to call first, Marie, what's the number down
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. The phone number is 215-826-8090. And again, that's 215-826-8090. And it's always great if you want to give us a call. You know, we even have teenagers that and the youth that have been interested, wanting to come down. And, you know, we had a newsletter that had to get out, and we had all these other things going on. And these beautiful young girls who are from Nazareth Academy said, you know, we were just driving by, and we thought we'd stop over and see if you needed any help. And wow, God provides. We just had that right for them to do. So obviously we love it if you call. So, but this just really worked out. So
well, they helped us last year, during, Christmas break. We had a big mailing that had to go out, and we had a whole team of, teenagers there that helped us with the mailing, and it was just fabulous. So I think everybody feels empowered if they can do their little piece. It makes them feel good. It makes them feel like they're contributing, and it makes them feel, you know, they're standing up for life, and that's their proof that they care about these unborn babies and how important it is. But even volunteers, or not so much volunteers, but fundraising efforts. I know fundraising efforts need to be stepped up for the center because it's starting to grow and get bigger, and obviously it is because we brought you on, Marie. So now we have Marie, we have Jess, we have a lot of volunteers. Now we're going to have ultrasound. So all of these things cost money, and you know, there's going to be great and fundraising activities to help keep this center going, because this is so important for life and to help these unborn babies and to help these mothers find their dignity again and not feel so downtrodden and so belittled because they're pregnant outside of marriage or whatever, and outside their circumstances where they feel that they're so desperate that they would want to kill their child. But why don't we talk a little bit about some fundraising efforts that might be happening later on during the year?
That's great. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something that everybody can do. And what we're really going to do at the center this year is our fundraisings, really, it's really evangelization. It's really fun and exciting programs that people can be a part of and that will bring unity to the cause. And like you said, the center really only, it runs on the goodwill of people. It is a home. We feel the presence of the Lord there. Everything from cleaning the center to mowing the lawn to receiving a woman all has something to do with that life that we want her to choose to make the choice for life. So we have created a beautiful campaign this year that's called Celebrating a Legacy of Life in the 21st Century, One Birthday at a Time. And what we're really calling people to do is to celebrate their own birthdays or the birthdays of those that they love by making a donation to the center. And we are going to have a website, and we're going to have this on Facebook, and we're going to have this really promoted. But we already have people, since they've heard of this idea, who've already been making donations in the name of somebody else. I received a donation today, and with the ask that we would send a card in someone's birthday, in honor of someone's birthday. And so I did send out two birthday cards to two people, and it was a joy to say, listen, your birthday this year, this donation is helping somebody else to have a birthday. Because these are really, these are not just babies, these are human people, these are human persons who will celebrate birthdays, and I think we all can relate to that. So some people are going to donate their birthday this year and say, hey, listen, don't get me any gifts, just get me a, you know, give me a donation, make a donation to the center. And so we're going to have birthday cards and a lot of ways that people can do this, but this is an exciting concept that I think everybody is getting fired up about and wanting to be a part of. That's definitely one of the big ones.
I think a lot of people think, or in society today, they accept abortion because they figure, well, you know, they can't financially support this baby, or they're unable to do whatever, live or have an apartment or whatever it is that they need to bring a child into the world. And I know that you and I have spoken about this, and I am totally adamant about this, that every child, there's a reason for every child, regardless of the circumstance. Unwanted pregnancies or unexpected pregnancies are gifts from God. And most especially, it always reminds me of Our Lady and Jesus. You know, she had an unexpected pregnancy. St. Elizabeth, unexpected pregnancy with John the Baptist, and over and over and over again. And even women that have had unexpected pregnancies throughout their marriages, or even young teenage girls and women of all ages that have had unexpected pregnancies, these children wind up giving them the greatest joy of their lives. And they're not looking at the whole picture before they decide to abort. They need to see the whole picture and realize that they're not alone and that God has a purpose for this child. You know, this child could grow up to be someone great, and, you know, whatever that purpose is, none of us know, but it's so important that we not destroy life just because it's inconvenient. And we have to be more aware of that and realize that this child has a purpose in this world.
One of the other aspects of what you were just talking about, Betty, is the adoption issue. There are many, many couples, and as an OBGYN in practice, we have a lot of infertile couples, couples that have difficulty conceiving on their own. And we've talked many times on what church teaching is about artificial assisted reproductive technology. And just in the last 2.5 years that the center has been in existence, there have been 4 or 5 adoptions that have taken place. You've all heard me tell my story that I'm an adopted child. So way back when, and I won't say what year, a woman made a decision to bring life into the world, and here I was. And I tell people this when I give witness, that if that person did not decide to bring me into the world and adopt me through Catholic Charities, and if my parents didn't adopt me in Philadelphia, I would have never grown up in Kensington and met Betty. And so we wouldn't be husband and wife. We wouldn't have the children that we have. We wouldn't have the 8 grandchildren that we have. I might not have had the opportunity to go to college or medical school. Just think of all of the different things just in one person's life that could change, and then expand that into the 1.3 million abortions that are being performed every year in this country, that we could have 1.3 million other children that could make other families and grow and be productive and contribute to our society and contribute to our culture. 36 years ago, a woman had a baby and decided on adoption, and he is our oldest son. He's a physician. He's in family practice. He's married. He has 5 children. 2.5 years later, we had another miracle son, because, you know, God never says no, and we kept praying that we would, you know, have a miracle. So these miracles, these children, these babies, are happening right here in Bucks County, day after day, week after week. Does that
it makes me wild, you know? And here's what I'm thinking as you're speaking, is that these are the things that when you're in crisis, or even when you're not, it's, you can't see that. That's faith. You have to trust. And so when a woman's in crisis, she's not in that place. All she can go on is what she's thinking is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't realize that that one choice, that all these amazing things could happen with this. Yes, she's only thinking about all the horrible things she thinks is going to happen. And unfortunately, it's a very selfish place. And so we try to assist people to move out of selfishness into openness and faith and trust. And when that happens, miracles happen. So you're reminding me of a 17-year-old girl who came to us 2 weeks ago who had been forced by her parents to have an abortion back in April. And then this time, when it happened again, you know, was also being forced to have an abortion, had the appointment made, and then just felt strong enough after how she's been feeling about the abortion that she wanted to choose life this time. And we assisted her in that. And what I saw firsthand, which was so miraculous as I counseled her, was that, you know, the whole family was in crisis and thinking about the worst and what could not happen. This girl would not have a future. She would not have college or whatever it was that was all about her. And as the time was delayed and as she stayed strong in her decision and everyone had to accept it, with some time to have all the emotions go away, now everybody, all the good in everybody is coming and all the faith and trust is coming. Hey, you know what? I know this couple, maybe they will adopt this baby and that'll be good. Or a brother coming forward saying, I'm going to assist you financially. This is my flesh and blood and I want to help you raise this child. So there's miracles happening only because they did that shift in thinking. And so that's what we hope with all our evangelization programs, with our fundraising, is that we're going to help. Minds need to change. Right. Minds.
And they're coming from the darkness mm-hmm. into the light, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what's so important. They're living in a very dark place when they're thinking abortion.
And I don't want anyone to think that this is some sort of a brainwashing organization. And Marie and I talked about this last week extensively. Marie, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about their choice and their free will, and that we're not taking that away, that we're informing them and allowing them to have a real choice. This
Absolutely.
Is a real choice.
Absolutely. You know, every woman by law must have, before she has an abortion, she must have an abortion information session where she is told exactly what's going to happen to her body, what should happen from the medical standpoint about how she's treated medically, and also about the emotional, physical, and psychological side effects afterwards. Every woman has that right. And what we're finding is that's not happening everywhere, okay? And what we do is we give every woman that information. Then we just ask questions. We ask questions in order to get to what is it that is holding a woman in bondage, in slavery, really, and only allowing her to speak and listening to her and what she wants. What does she really want? And in that process, you always see that most women, not all, but most women, abortion is not really what they want. But they don't even realize that because they're in crisis until they start speaking. And other women who still do want that are in a dark place, and it's only through, again, question and answering and just listening, not telling somebody what to do. But when they speak and they hear themselves speaking, everything that was in their mind that was dark starts coming to light. So it's nothing that anyone's brainwashing anyone. It's that this woman now finally has the opportunity not to be told what to do, as she does in many places, but to speak about what she's doing and then to see it for herself. And I really truly believe what I've seen is that the Lord steps in and ministers to the women.
Well, being in women's health care, I can tell you, and I say this to patients every day, at least a half a dozen times a day, that there's a reason why God created women to have babies, because if men had to have babies, then the race would have ceased to exist a long time ago. Women are really intelligent people, and all you need to do is give them information, and they can make really intelligent decisions. And these women are misinformed by a culture of death. They're being either coerced or encouraged by either partners, fathers of babies, even parents. This is the best thing for you. And we've talked many times on this program just about the breast cancer issues that are increased with women who have abortions. And there are people out there that say, oh, that's not true. I've never heard this before. Well, go check it out. We had a conference this past year, and we had Dr. Angela Lanfranchi, who is the director of a breast care prevention institute up in Freehold, New Jersey, and she's a nationally renowned speaker, come down and talk about the scientific literature that's specifically been published indicating that there is an increased risk of breast cancer. When women are running around saying, oh my God, there's so much breast cancer going on, and why is that happening? That's because 14 and 15 and 16 and 17 and 18-year-old girls, children that are becoming adults, are having abortions every year, being encouraged by their parents, thinking, well, it's the best thing for you at this point in time. It's the best thing for your life. It's the best thing economically. You don't have to raise this child. You don't have to pay anything. Some of the services that I know that the center provides is referrals. And you can speak a little bit to some of the referrals and some of the locations for housing and health care and things like that, because the center doesn't provide obstetrical care. It's not an obstetrical practice. And so these women need to go somewhere and be delivered. And just recently, we were blessed with engaging in a partnership with St. Mary Medical Center. And they have sponsored and been very generous with the center, and our patients, some of our clients will be referred to practices to be able to deliver there through Mother Bachman, which is a community pregnancy medical practice that's sponsored by St. Mary's, and then Blessed Mother Costello Home in Bensalem, which is a residential house for women who don't have housing that are pregnant that can go there. And so there are referrals, and you do have people that you refer to for these types of services.
Absolutely. And that, again, is, again, in reinforcing what we're, what our message is, that we are not brainwashing, but we are, there's, for a woman, we do whatever we can so that a woman can make a truly free choice. And, you know, we really, what we're really after is taking back the language that has been, that is deceptive, that's been stolen from our, understanding, is that true freedom is, and to make it, so the woman can freely act is when she's completely free to do that. And that means that she's not in the bondage of fear, guilt, shame, finances, whatever it is that's keeping her stuck, that she's now free to choose life, and that's the only free choice that there is. And so we want every woman to make a free choice. And so these different services exist. We have them all readily available. We have connections with the other services. And we also have, in specific cases, we also have people that have, that donate you know, coupons to supermarkets for food and things like that, so that we can use those freely as well to assist somebody who says, well, I wouldn't be able to afford the food. You know, whatever it is that they need, on specific cases, we provide specific assistance, so that the woman can go through with her free choice to choose life. So that's what's so beautiful, again, about where we're located and the people who've stepped forward, the good, amazing people that have stepped forward to assist and support the center.
Well, I know that we're in August now, and school's going to be starting soon. So having been a CCD teacher, I think for our listening office audience, this would be a good project for your school or your CCD group to get food cards from Acme or Giant, you know, and in small increments, so that the center can give them out to these women that need help with food supplies or diaper supplies. And also, you know, I know that every parish has little fundraising efforts within the classroom. You know, maybe they could have a diaper day, or you know, just little things from little people, little children, to give something to another little child. It just touches me, because these little children in you know, CCD or in grade school and stuff, it can start there. I mean, they don't have to know all the details and all the gory details, but they know, you can say that, you know, there's a mother that's having a baby and they're poor and they need help. And as you get older, then the youth gets involved and they can do things with their fundraising or, you know, even when they have a special dance or something, they could donate money, do a walk-a-thon like you mentioned earlier. And so all these age groups are able to help. And as the working people can donate cash or time or anything like that, attend a fundraiser for the center. But again, you know, those people that are shut-ins, prayer, prayer, prayer. I mean, we need to know that we're backed by prayer. And of course, we're all praying, but we're all too busy sometimes, you know. And I know I had an elderly mother, and she would always say, well, you know, I can't leave the house right now. So now I'm the person that's going to be the prayer person for people that need prayer. It's my time. This is what I do in my time in my life, is to be the prayer person. So every person can contribute in some way. And we'd like you to contribute. We'd like you to consider doing a little fundraising effort within your school program, little baby bottles, and call the center and say, gee, you know, we have a project that we need to do for our sixth grade confirmation class. Is there something we can do for the center? And I'm sure Marie could come up with something.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you brought that up, because being a Catholic school teacher, I know that all I would ever have to do is present an issue, a need, and children, the youth, they just rise up. And I know one thing that's been very successful, which we're doing again this year, are these, we're going to call them birthday bottles this year to fit with our birthday theme, and where the children get receive a bottle, a baby bottle, and they fill it up with their change. And it's just a beautiful thing. And all of that adds up, and all of that is so necessary and well used at the center. So we have a lot of ideas. Again, the number's 215-826-8090. I'd love to hear from you. And if I could give the email address, because if anybody, we do have some things, some information we could send you about wanting to do a project. And again, as an educator, I love everything to be a teaching moment. So we have some really great ideas, and we want to let you know what we're doing. The email is bccwcdirector@gmail.com. Again, that's bccwcdirector@gmail.com. And we're going to be having a website and all a bunch of other things, but anybody who's interested, we'd love to hear from you.
And for those of you who may remember when we used to be a live call-in radio program, which we are no longer, you can still send comments and ask questions and direct them to holyspiritradio.org, and they will come to Betty and I, and we can forward them to Marie, so that if you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you have any issues, we have the opportunity, this radio station, we have Catholic radio in Bucks County. And one of the first Catholic radio stations, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now we have a crisis pregnancy center in Bucks County, and we have an opportunity to build the culture of life and to contribute to the culture of life. For those of you who think it is small potatoes, there was a baby bottle campaign for one weekend at St. Michael the Archangel in Levittown, and they raised $7,000 in one weekend just with baby bottles. If you multiplied that times 10 parishes in Bucks County that surrounded the center, and there are a lot more, but just 10, that would be $70,000 coming in through baby bottles. So this is not something to sneeze at. You may think that it won't go far, 50 cents, a dollar, whatever it is. If you have more, if you don't have money, as the Lord says, it's about time, talent, and treasure. If you can give your time, Marie certainly needs volunteers. We've had people who made curtains. We've had people who've painted. We've had people who cut the lawn clean. who installed shelving in the basement, who collate all the donations for the articles of clothing and formula and vitamins. We have people volunteering answering the phones. Everybody is a volunteer. Everybody gives of their time. All the board members come from all walks of life. The people that the person's doing the website, Greg Turalo is the vice president of the board. He has his own website company. He maintains the website. We have nurses. We have other people. I mean, from everywhere, people are donating their talents and contributing. We've had major fundraisers, as you know, from the Night for Life, which we've had for the last 2 years over at the Trenton Country Club, and we're planning on having that again this year. So we'll be announcing that in the future on this program again. But these baby bottles, this change, if you want to know what you can do in your parish, go get permission from your pastor. The bottles are at the center. They're free. They're plastic. You just come up and give them out around the church. People put 50 cents, a buck, a quarter, whatever. By the end of the weekend, there's a couple of hundred or maybe even a couple of $1,000. You multiply that out times the number of parishes, and you will go a long way. Just the ultrasound program alone, even though the ultrasound machine was free, and even though everybody is volunteering their time, is $10,000 to maintain the program. We have to buy malpractice insurance. We have to buy insurance on the machine. We have to maintain it. We have to buy supplies. We have to do a lot of other things. So just that alone, we need an ongoing $10,000 donation to maintain the ultrasound program annually going forward that adds to the budget. But it's what's it worth to save a baby's life? One baby. If the center cost a zillion dollars and we saved one baby, then that zillion dollars would have been worth it to save one baby. And this center is going to save a lot of babies in Bucks County.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Respect Life Weekend's coming up on October 3rd. We all, Betty, Les, and I, we all would love to, you know, if you want anybody to come out and speak, you know, have a collection, we would be more than willing to come and tell the stories about the good news and the life that's being saved at the center. And you know what? People absolutely love hearing about life. And so I know on behalf of Betty and Les that they would totally be able to do this, and so would I. So I just want to put that out there as well.
And I just want to mention that we have a new life in our family this month.
That's right. Congratulations.
On August 7th. We had a granddaughter born, Tessa Marie, and I just want to mention this beautiful baby, this beautiful, joyful. Oh, I'm just so delighted to have this grandbaby girl. I mean, it's just wonderful. And she was born to our son Greg and Jen Rupersberger. So Tessa Marie is about a week and a half old right now. So praise God.
And Greg and Jen are both, you know, beautiful. We've talked about them before, and we've had Greg on before. They're both certified natural family planning instructors for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Two young people who have said yes to life and yes to marriage and yes to love and yes to the culture of life, and give great example to their generation. We have a marriage prep program coming up in October at St. Ignatius. They're on the marriage prep team. So there's a lot of different ways that people can get involved, and we'll be talking about a lot more next month with the upcoming elections in November and what you can do in voting for life. But Marie, we have about, maybe 2.5 to 3 minutes left. So why don't you wrap up a little bit and tell us a little bit about what your vision may be for the center, where you would like to see it go, and make your last minute plea to this vast listening audience of hundreds of thousands. Betty and I never know, it could even be millions of people that are listening, because we're archived and we were live, we're streaming live on the internet. So
I love it. Well, you know, it's just so exciting, and I just want to close. My closing remarks would be that the more assistance we have, the more volunteers, the more financial assistance, the more, no doubt, the more women we can receive, and therefore the more lives, the more life we can we can give. And I just had the most incredible experience this weekend. It was my first delivery, and I have two children, but this was a woman that's giving her baby up for adoption. And I was there in the labor room and saw a baby being born, and it was the most incredible thing. And I just want more and more. So my vision would be more and more women that give life and more babies that have human people that have birthdays. And I know that can happen with all of you out there being a part of this United for Life.
And one final thing, the email address again is bccwcdirector@gmail.com. And the telephone number is 215-826-8090. And Betty will close with a prayer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
And also to Our Lady of Guadalupe, we turn to you who are protectors of unborn children and ask that you intercede for us so that we may be more firmly resolved to join you in protecting all human life. Let our prayers be united to your perpetual motherly intercession on behalf of those whose lives are threatened. Be thy in the womb of their mother, on the bed of infirmity, or in the later years of their life. May our prayers be coupled with peaceful action, which witnesses to the goodness and dignity of all human life, so that our firmness of purpose may give courage to those who are fearful and bring light to those who are blinded by sin. Encourage those who will be involved in the Bucks County Community Women's Center. Help them to walk closely with God to give voice to the cry of the oppressed in order to remind our nation of its commitment to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all people. O Virgin Mother of God, present our petitions to your Son and ask him to bless us with abundant life. We ask all these things through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you, Betty, and thank you, Marie, and thank you all for listening. And if you want to listen to this program again, we're on the internet at holyspiritradio.org. God bless.
And God bless.